All right, so Michael, I'm gonna have to take
Yes.
your information down because every
Okay.
person who could answer my call in question is currently off for
That's not a problem.
the day. All right, so what I can do is I will take your information down. We're the CSR team that's actually here, based out of like the Kingston area, so we're all
Okay.
within, a certain range of the area, and most of our people are off that can actually
Yeah.
ask these questions, and we
Sure.
don't have anybody who's going to be able to answer that until Monday, sadly.
That's okay. Like
So
it's I was just thinking about it and I was like, "Oh, wait." Like so I just got home and I thought I'd go out and maybe see and it didn't come up with the metal detector, so I'm like, "This could be a problem. I don't want to lose internet because I put up a Halloween grave."
That would be a bad thing. I know we
Yeah.
do, I know when we do bury our fiber optics, they are 6 inches deep. So that's
Okay.
not something you should be worried about if it's that. But I know it's like some decorations you need to put a little bit deeper into the ground just so they have that anchor point.
Yeah, we put up a like a fence, so it goes down probably like a foot. So I don't want to put that through where where I think it is. That's all.
All right, so let me get some of your information down real quick from your file. We have what we have on file, and I will ask this question on Monday when someone is
Okay.
available who can answer this for me.
Awesome.
So give me a sec. Let me
All right.
see.
Or even if they have an idea, like if they have a device that I can go get, that might detect it.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
So this is going to be something more along the lines of, hey, do you guys know where you guys buried the fiber cable for this address at? He's going to be putting up Halloween decorations and he doesn't want to cut the cable. So.
Okay.
And I'm going to get your phone number we have, which is the 914-338-1345. Is that
Or
correct?
three, it's 388-1345.
Oh, that's what I was doing it wrong. Sorry. It's my fault. Just wanted to make sure I'm
It's all
doing this.
good.
1, 3, 4, 5. There. I've got your information down.
Great.
And I'm going to write a brief thing. Alrighty, so I got a little bit of brief overview about what to ask them when I see them. So
All right.
hopefully that'll help. Typically, the fiber doesn't usually make too many bends. So when it comes in from the street, is it coming straight from the road or is it like slightly on a pole and coming down?
I remember when I saw where they dug it, so you could see the line, and it comes from a green box that's buried,
Okay.
and it doesn't like it's not straight up one side and then over. It was almost like a diagonal line straight to where they mounted it on the house,
Okay,
if I
so
remember.
it I can give you a rough way of how to be able to tell which way it goes.
Okay.
So it's going to sound really weird. It's going to sound interesting to do, but essentially from where it's at your house, go to the yard area that it would be buried in straight up front. If you've got like a 2x4 or like one of the long like planks you might have, take it. If you know where that green box is, and pretty much angle it straight to that box, it's going to be a rough estimate.
Okay.
That's not necessarily how it's probably going to work. It's just a rough estimate for you, and angle it from where your yard begins, closest to your home, where our fiber connection is at, towards that green box, and that'll give you roughly the straight line at which it goes, because that's probably what they did. I will definitely get
Okay.
clarification for you, and so that we have some understanding about how to do this, just because in case it is the season, people are going to be start putting up decorations, and we want to make sure we're making sure our
Yeah.
customers don't accidentally cut themselves off from internet.
I know, right? It wasn't even something I thought about until I was just
You're like, wait, I put this
thinking
stuff
like, "Oh, I'm
up.
going to do that this weekend." And I'm like, I
Yeah,
can't see the line anymore, which is a great thing, like, but until now when I'm like, I kind of wish I could see the line.
so. Yep. So I will definitely get this question asked out on
Okay.
Monday because, like I said, everybody is off for now. We do have a couple technicians that come in
Sure.
on Saturdays, but we're not here on Saturdays. So
yeah.
You calling me, it's just like I can put this information down and saying like comments on what you called us in for. But right. Don't think anybody's gonna check them over the weekend.
It is all good. It's not even that big of a priority. So I just like I said, I'll need to know in a couple of weeks.
I hate to say this. You're gonna probably have to postpone your decor for like a week, maybe a couple of days.
I can do the other side of the yard. That's what I'll do.
There you go, and that way we can get you that rest of that information.
Exactly.
On Monday, even if that's to leave you a voicemail, and let you give you an idea, and potentially give you a call back and say, hey, we're gonna have a technician who'd be willing to come out and help guide you on how to detect these. I will let them know the method I gave you of how you might potentially find it, but it's not necessarily going to be the most accurate because they might say, well, we go a different way. Because I know they have a specific tool. This tool is something that we buy as a company to, detect our fiber optic lines and their potential way they run. It's essentially, it's the same thing we use to, detect if there's like a bend in the cable or if there's an issue with one of our cables. So, but I know those tools are like $600.
Oh, so it's not something I'm just going to go to Lowe's and grab. Right.
No. This is something you would literally have to order online. It's like, I don't know the name of the tool or anything, but I know we have them.
Right.
So is there anything else I can help you with today, Mike?
That was it. So.
Alrighty. Well, thank you for calling Sierra Arch Top Fiber. And like I said, I'll get that question out first thing Monday morning as soon as I'm in.
Perfect. All right. No rush. Thanks a lot.
Have a great rest of your day and have a happy weekend.
Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.